Hey guys, it's Chrissy from Creative Little Soul here. I know December is and can be pretty freaking crazy. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a few tips on how I have maintained my sanity this year. There have been previous years in the past where November has just wiped me out and December the same. But look, I feel like we all learn not what to do again. So let's take a few minutes and let me share with you some of my tips on how to save your sanity in December. Seriously, how cool is that noise? This app is awesome that I'm using, by the way. I'll put the details in the post so you can see how easy it is to make your own podcast. Anyway, so let's talk about some of the things that we can do in December, which is billed as the silly season or the crazy time of year. And I've really had to talk myself into not getting wrapped up in that and everyone else's chaos. And I always say to myself, you know, we know throughout the entire year that things are going to get crazy and December is always busy. And I think the biggest thing for me is, and I think it is for a lot of other people, is that it's just expected that this time of year is going to be nuts. And I'm actually really not taking a break over the holidays. Like, I'll take the public holidays off and I'll dance scale things. And I'll probably take some time off in January, but I'm like, why am I getting into this mindset of, oh my God, everything's crazy. Oh my God, everything's hectic. When in fact we don't have to shut down for 2 weeks. We're not going away. So I feel like, you know, we get wrapped up in this is the way it's always been done. And, you know, really had to break this pattern. So, you know, I just really had to realize, you know, I don't need to be influenced by other people. I shouldn't have them influencing my pace and my stress levels. So I found that, you know, I was on my own calendar, and I suggest you be on your own calendar as well and your own timelines, and don't let other people influence you. Can we all just talk about for a second how freaking awesome the Facebook snooze feature is? I don't know if you've discovered it or not, but I have for some time now, and I'm not afraid to say that I use it often. The reason being, you know, often, well, I'm on social media all day, every day, and largely it's because we're managing things for our clients. So the notifications and everything we get through are nuts. Now, specifically around this time of year, a lot of people are having parties and events, and, you know, some of them are my awesome friends and I support them wholeheartedly. But to be getting all these notifications and everything else come up when my head is in another game is just way too much. Now, for anyone that says, oh, you know, have a social media block out, or, you know, you need to turn your computer or your phone off for a bit. Dudes, that's not possible. This is our industry. This is what pays me and many other people, and is the bread and butter of my business. So what I can do, though, is, if you don't know already, there's a feature on Facebook where you can snooze people. So you can go to a person's post. You can go there, and then what you do is on the right hand side where those little, you know, three dots come down, or however it displays on your phone or computer, it actually gives you the option to turn off notifications completely, or it allows you to snooze for 30 days. It's freaking awesome. If you have a friend that's going on holidays, or, you know, someone's going to have a kid, or, you know, has some drama happening in their life, you don't want to delete them because maybe you still want to check and see what's going on, or maybe you genuinely care. But right now you can't allocate the headspace to this. Snooze. Look at it. Do it. It'll make your life way more enjoyable. It'll make your social media experience way more enjoyable. And it'll just filter out things that you don't need as a distraction for the here and now. Snooze it, man. Totally recommend. In January this year, I got a tattoo that says nope. You may see it. It's like a candy heart. The reason I got this tattoo was after last year, things were pretty crazy. And I'm one of these people that finds it really difficult to say no to people. And then I'm the one that ends up getting run down or tired, or my health is affected, or I just really overextend myself. And then I'm the one that crashes and burns. So after last year, I made a promise to myself that I was going to look after myself more, my health more. I was going to say no to people. And I really was going to use no as my mantra for the year. I got the tattoo on the inside of my left wrist where I can see it all the time. And the whole point was that if I had it there, it would remind me and it would tell me all the time. And it's actually really worked out well. It's been an awesome investment. And there have been times where I have been tempted, or, you know, and I'm not talking toxic things in, you know, I've got a drug problem or a drink or whatever. It's none of that. But my problem is that I always want to please people, or I don't want to let people down. So I say yes. And then in turn, I sacrifice things of myself or sleep or going out and doing things with my friends or family. So say no. It's probably one of the best things you can. And there's a few really awesome books out there that you can read as well. I'll post some links to those books that I suggest as well. But I just feel like the more comfortable you get with saying no, and saying no to things that don't serve you or people that don't serve you. And we don't even have to go into like excuses for why we don't want to go somewhere or do something. Just say no. I really suggest you look at, incorporating it into your vocabulary more. I have, and it's really helped me out. I think it's one of the biggest things that has helped me. Don't be afraid to say no. I actually kind of started this last year, but I really enforced it this year and implemented it, was that we know that November, well, actually the end of October and November are probably the busiest months of the year for us, because given that we're always working in the future, and we're always being proactive and planning, December's not actually that busy for us. It's, you know, obviously there are a bunch of things going on, and, you know, we've got a pretty decent workload. But October, November is like, you know, where it's pretty mental. So having known that was the case, and over the past few years, just seeing what had happened, I actually said to myself and to our staff, and also to like anyone that we have key relationships with, is what I was not going to take any new clients in November or December, and that it would allow us, you know, already a pretty strenuous workload. It also meant that we weren't going to overextend or, you know, underdeliver for any clients that we had. But then it also meant that any new clients as well, it's just a really bad time of year to start, especially for what we do. There's a lot of work involved. So this year I really stuck to my guns and I didn't take any new clients in November. And that really saved my sanity. We're already booking now for January, February, March. So it wasn't as though we weren't going to take any new clients. It just meant that, you know, we can do the stuff, but it won't be till next year because we're not in the headspace to do it now. So I really think that too was a really good idea. Probably this time last year, I almost had a nervous breakdown. Things were just way too crazy. I probably wasn't on good MS at meds. There was just a lot going on. And one of the things that I really had to look at was my self-care. My GP is awesome. And if you don't have a good health provider, I really suggest that you look into that. One of the things for me was that whenever I get busy, I just spiral into this world of I just put work first, and that, you know, everything is so important that I just forget to do everything else. And this is pretty common from what I can understand. Like it's a, you know, a way of coping or not coping, and then, you know, just things get fallen to the wayside. And so what was really important for my health and well-being and my mental health was that I had to be accountable and I had to really take time, effort, and kind of learn some skills that are probably really basic to people, right? So one of my the things that I do when I get busy is, like, there are a few. So one of them is I don't eat, and I don't eat properly. So, you know, if you're not eating well, you know, your body and your brain aren't being fueled. So one of the big things that my doctor and my nutritionist and everyone said was, you know, you need to eat to fuel your body and your brain. For me with MS, it is, if I don't eat, then I do not have energy. And when I don't have energy, it's more likely that I'll fall and hurt myself. So, you know, I had to always remember, you know, eat energy, don't fall. Also making good choices. So, you know, if you're working and doing tons of stuff and you're just, you know, caffeine, cigarettes, sugar, I got into this pattern of just this horrible, you know, sugar peak, crash, burn. Dude, and being hangry is totally a thing, right? Like, I'm a real bitch if I haven't eaten. But I'm actually starting to realize, and I have for a while now, like, is everyone really pissing me off? Like, is today really that bad? No, bitch, have a Snickers. Like, it's really like that ad. So, you know, I try and get into a routine of, I have to have breakfast. I have to have something smaller. If I'm starting to get angry or whatever else, I walk away, but usually it's food. The big thing for me as well was, I had to learn to incorporate this eating, and all of these patterns into my routine, because I would just forget or I would let them go. The best thing that I did was actually, and this was at the recommendation of my doctor, was until I could get into a positive pattern of doing things, or I could be trusted to do them, I had to set them as reminders on my phone. So I would have to set a reminder every day to have breakfast, a reminder every day to have lunch, a reminder every day to have dinner, and then snacks. And then after a while, my brain would just go, oh, yep, I'm hungry. And then, you know, a few minutes later, my alarm would go off. So I think anything like that, and writing yourself reminders and using tech and using all these apps, is awesome. Another thing that I had to get into was drinking enough water. So again, I'd set an alarm. Have I had a shower today? Because I wouldn't remember. You know, so all of these things I just had to incorporate into my routine. Put them in my phone, I set them as a reminder, and then when I was looking after myself, well, then I could do more for other people. Definitely look at some apps, there's tons of them out there, but, like, seriously, just using the alarm on your phone, eat, drink, pee, like, are you going to the bathroom enough? These are all super, super important. Okay, guys, well, I feel like I've spoken for way, way long here. I really hope that there are some things in there that you found might be insightful or useful, or maybe you learned a little bit more about me. Maybe you didn't want to know more about me. I think everyone knows I'm pretty raw and real, and I kind of say it the way that it is. Be kind to yourselves. Don't overdo it. Don't burn yourselves out. It's really not worth it. Whatever you're doing, have a good Christmas, happy new year and all that. We'll be taking a little bit of a break over the holiday period. I say we, but the girls will be, I will be as well. But guys, thanks for your continued support, and drop us some feedback. Let us know what you think, and also what you find to be useful and what has helped you as well. Thanks guys. I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Hey everyone, it's Chrissy from Creative Little Soul here. It's been some time since I've done a podcast and I really need to get back into it. I featured this week on my good friend Anna Olsen's podcast from Rogue Home. I'll give you the deets on where you can listen to that. And it just reminded me how much value we can share and information we can give to others, whether it be in our industry or other industries. So I'm going to pick up the microphone a little bit more and put together a few different short conversations, a couple of which will be with our team, with some friends of ours, and just check in with you guys during this time, which is, as we say, unprecedented or, you know, totally out of the norm. Tips, tricks, ideas, suggestions on how you can kind of keep shit together. If you don't have it together, that's cool. But also give you some advice and tips and tricks on how to pivot in business, or just even check in to see you're doing okay. Talk soon. Watch your space.